This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And yes, you are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 on this Radiothon special. Please feel free to pick up the phone, dial 1300 569 949 and make a donation, take out a membership or renew your membership. Now, we're going to move right along. We've spoken to Ro Allen, Victoria's Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities, about this new campaign called Pride, Respect, Equality, managed by an organisation called Respect Victoria. It features Jason. Jason's here to talk to us about their experience and why they chose to participate in this particular campaign. Good morning to you, Jason.
Morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for making yourself available this morning. As you know, it's a little bit organic this morning. I'm sorry you've had to wait on the phone for us for a few minutes. But Jason, tell us why you chose to do this campaign and participate in this campaign.
Yeah, no worries. As a 50-year-old gay man with a mum who was really supportive of me after I came out at 28, and the opportunity came to tell a positive story about how families support their queer family members, it was a really wonderful experience, actually. So was always up for that. It's nice to have something proactive that's out there promoting positive family relationships. When you consider, you know, that we have high levels of family violence in our families from straight people oppressing us. So it was really, yeah, it was really good. It was very easy, yes, to say yes. And Mum and I think Mum had a wonderful experience just to be able to talk about what it's been like to be the mother of a gay son. And I think she hasn't had that many opportunities to be able to share that in some sort of positive way.
Wow. What's been the reception to your story?
Really positive as far as I can tell. I don't troll online to find out what comments are because it's not good for our mental health as LGBTIQ people. But haven't anyone harassed us, but if anyone watches that video and there's something negative about Mum or myself and what we've shared, then they can just get lost, really, because it's just an authentic, honest sharing of some personal stories around, you know, being positive about who we are.
I think that's a really positive approach to that, a very positive outlook. Jason, tell us your story. Tell us about your experience of coming out. How was it when you were 28 years old?
Well, I grew up in a single-parent family, and there was some actual family violence around my sister's dad and stuff growing up, so it wasn't very easy in a church-based sort of background. In 1984, when I had Boy George and Culture Club posters on my wall, I certainly wasn't out, and nor was he, actually. And the only representations of gay people that we saw were either negative or there were Grim Reaper ads because AIDS and HIV were full-blown scare panic mode and people were dying, right? So I was growing up in an environment where to have sex would potentially kill me.
Yes.
And there was no role models. There was no positive representation of anything gay or lesbian, and there certainly wasn't any discussions about broader sexualities and gender identities. And it was still a mental health illness. You could be bashed and killed by a straight person if you hit on them and they get off. And that wasn't only until about 10 years ago. So it was really difficult, and it wasn't until I met Adrian, and we met online on dial-up internet.
Dial-up internet?
Yes.
What's that?
IDSL test.
Yes, that's exactly right, Macca. And it was very... he was in Yarraville and I was in Northcote. We were both in the closet. we talked on the phone and then met for dinner 3-4 days later on the Friday, saw each other again on the Sunday, and that was it. And we've been together for 23 years now, and we've got a 15-year-old son.
Oh, that's lovely.
So it's been, you know, coming out when I was, I remember telling my mum, and she was great, but she had no idea. And that's how well I'd hidden it. And but I was in love, and after 3 months of being with Adrian, I needed to just be myself. And being your authentic self is something that I'm envious of young people who can do that. Now my son's got gay friends in high school and in primary school. He had one or two out kids in grade six who are friends of his. And you think, wow, to be able to be your authentic self in primary school or high school, just got to be better for your mental health outcomes.
Fantastic. Jason, you're also the CEO of the Equality Project, aren't you? Well, that sort of provides a whole other lens to this story as well. Just very quickly, tell our listeners what the Equality Project's trying to do.
Well, we're 4 years old. We're an LGBTIQ health promotion charity. We run the Better Together National Conference, which we ran in Melbourne last before the pandemic with 900 people. And we're running it in Adelaide, the fourth one, for 800 to 1,000 people this June, 18 and 19. We've got 65 sessions from every part of the community, from ex-gay therapy to asexual persons to the national sex industry groups to elder abuse and what we're calling our stage programming over 55 to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander standalone plenary on day one. It's just an amazing thing that we could, you know, get together and spend time with each other, listen to each other. We have a theory of change behind our work. We also run education and leadership and advocacy training programs. We just finished the national tour, and we're running a new health and wellbeing day for LGBTIQ plus people in Williamstown on May 8th coming up, which is basically for not very much money. You can come and explore four different, there's 16 topics. You can explore four of them and explore your health and wellbeing proactively, not in response to any trauma. So from massage to how to sleep better to meditation to engaging with local queer and queer-friendly health and wellbeing service providers. So we have a theory of change around what we do. We create.
So just before you go into that, because we're nearly out of time, Jason, our listeners want to find out more about the Equality Project, how can they do that?
Just go to the website, equality.org.au. It's all there. Basically, it's just, you know, we bring everyone together. Hopefully people like each other, and then we might work with each other. And if we work with each other, we might get where we need to go faster with all the things that we need to do to make, you know, to make a world where we're all full citizens. That's kind of the work that we do. And as a, you know, 50-year-old gay man now, it's amazing to think that we can just be our authentic selves.
Fantastic.
If you had told me that when I was 14, I would have
identified
myself.
Many thanks for your time this morning, Jason. Thank you for telling your personal story, and thank you for so bravely coming out and actually doing this via a campaign. I know that it will actually make people feel really positive and warm, and seeing these great personal positive stories is exactly what our community needs at this point. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for your great work.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Makaram, we've had a few more donations.
We have, and I've just got a couple here I need to read out. Graham in Woodend, $50. John in Hawthorne, also $50. Gavin in South Yarra, $50. And Kenny in, I think it's Macedon, $100.
Wonderful.
Thank you. That's $250 in total.
And Maka, we've had a $250 donation from one of our guests.
Yes, we have, but you don't necessarily identify, because they don't always want to.
Right, okay.
But it's from Steve. it's from Sean.
Whatever.
Anyway, it's Sean in Wanturna South, $250.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Sean.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.